From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, says the offensive to take control of the key Taliban stronghold of Kandahar is going to take longer than first planned. The reason, he says, is that more time is needed to win the support of local residents.
It will happen more slowly than we had originally anticipated. As we conduct counterinsurgency operations around the country in the Helmand River Valley, we are reminded that it's a deliberate process. It takes time to convince people.
McChrystal says the offensive will now stretch into the fall. The Taliban has been stepping up attacks in southern Afghanistan. More than 40 people are dead near Kandahar and dozens of others wounded after a suicide bomber detonated a blast. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports the target was a wedding party.
The explosion ripped through the home outside Kandahar City, where the groom and his male guests gathered for a late-night meal. Officials say the groom was injured and is being treated at Kandahar's main hospital. The bride and her female guests were not with the men at the time of the blast. Men and women are segregated at weddings here. The Taliban is believed to have carried out the attack, although the group's spokesman denied responsibility, as is often the case when large numbers of civilian casualties are involved. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
A new report finds that foreclosure filings fell 3% in May, but at the same time, bank repossession of homes hit a new monthly high. Danielle Carson reports the numbers are from the private research firm RealtyTrack.
The drop in the number of foreclosures in April and May might signal that foreclosure activity is finally leveling off.
We may be seeing the beginnings of a glimmer of good news, but it's on the horizon.
In other words, RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga cautions the housing market still has a long way to climb out of its troubles.
We're still looking at 15 consecutive months where over 300,000 households received a foreclosure notice. If you and I had been having this conversation a couple of years ago, neither of us would have believed that a number that high was even possible.
Another downside, bank repossessions spiked a record 44% in May. That's more than 93,000 properties. Sharga says the number of bank repossessions might be going up because when homeowners fail to qualify for a loan modification, it speeds up the foreclosure process. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is calling on BP and the Coast Guard to step up the use of vacuum pumps mounted on barges to help suck up some of the oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Jindal says the Louisiana National Guard has set up such an operation and it's working.
Give you an example of how effective they were, just using two prototypes, just the first two prototypes, over 2 days, over 48 hours, they were able to suck up 4,500 gallons of oil. It's not water, that's 4,500 gallons of oil. Now we know we can make them even more efficient.
Jindal says the Coast Guard has approved the use of three more vacuum barges, but more are needed. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama meets today with the families of the 11 oil workers who were killed when BP's oil rig exploded in the Gulf of Mexico. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs.
They were the very first victims of what is a very long and sad tragedy.
Gibbs says the president will return to the Gulf Coast region early next week. It took nearly 50 years, but the Chicago Blackhawks are once again in possession of the Stanley Cup. Chicago downed the Philadelphia Flyers last night to win the National Hockey League championship. As NPR's David Schaefer reports, the overtime goal that clinched the series was a confusing one.
A little over 4 minutes into overtime, the Blackhawks fans gathered at Harry Carey's Tavern on Chicago's Navy Pier watched 21-year-old superstar Patrick Kane rifle a low shot from a bad angle. No goal light went on, so like the TV announcers, the fans initially thought the Flyers goalie stopped the puck. Once they realized Kane actually scored the game-winning goal, the celebration began for Chicago's first Stanley Cup championship since 1961. A relieved Antoinette Dickens admits she'd been nervous Philadelphia would force the series to go to a Game 7.
I hate sudden death overtime. I hate it in hockey. I really do. It makes me too nervous, so I'm just glad that we scored first.
The win marks an amazing turnaround as the Blackhawks went from being one of the worst teams in the league 3 years ago to now the best. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
You're a good soldier, choosing your battle.
The sound of Shakira singing the World Cup song in Johannesburg. The kickoff concert for the global soccer tournament is today. World Cup soccer competition begins tomorrow. The U.S. team has its opening match Saturday against Britain. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.